You've reached the right place. A destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, yeah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Go!
And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. I just played for you This Place Hotel, also known as Heartbreak Hotel by the Jacksons. And we celebrate here on A Bowl of Soul the birthday of Michael Joseph Jackson, who passed away on June 25th, 2009, but he was born August 29th, 1958. Michael Jackson would have been 61 years old. He was born in Gary, Indiana, which is not too far from Chicago, Illinois, in the Midwest. And we celebrate Michael Jackson, who is considered the greatest of all time entertainers of the 20th century. That is a big, big, big honor. And he still continues to have an influence on R&B music, on pop music. He was dubbed the king of pop. And we're going to celebrate Michael Jackson right here on the Bowl of Soul. This is Professor T. Love, and I'm coming at you here on Live 365. We are live giving you this broadcast, which will also be rebroadcasted on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. And we're going to continue on that vein, celebrating the king of pop with I Can't Help It, which he did on the Off the Wall album, which was produced by Mr. Quincy Jones, here on A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Looking in my mirror took me by surprise. I can't help but see you running often through my mind, helpless like a baby. Since your disguise, I can't help but love you. It's getting better all the time. I can't help it if I wanted to. I wouldn't help it even if I could. I can't help it if I wanted to. I wouldn't help it, no. I can't help it if I wanted to. I wouldn't help it even if I could. I can't help it if I wanted to. If I could, I can't help it. If I wanted to, I wouldn't help it, no.
Giving you some classic R&B from Michael Jackson from the Off the Wall album, which was Michael Jackson's fifth studio album as an American singer, released on August 10th, 1979 in the United States by Epic Records and internationally by CBS. And it was Jackson's first album released through Epic Records, the label he recorded with until his death in 2009, and it was first produced by Quincy Jones, who he met during the filming of The Wiz in 1978. Off the Wall was nominated for 2 Grammy Awards, with Michael Jackson winning Best Male R&B Vocal Performance for Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, which was his first Grammy Award. As of 2018, check this out, Off the Wall is certified 8 times platinum in the U.S. and has reportedly sold more than 20 million copies worldwide, making it one of the best-selling albums of all time. Do you believe that even long after this album was a hit in 1980, the album is still selling? And I'm going to tell you, from my personal opinion, I think it's one of his classic albums where you hear a difference. And he wrote 3 of the songs on the album, and the songs that he wrote was Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. He wrote Rock With You as well. You know, so definitely, you know, this album still is a classic album, and it's still a song, an album that you can still put it on and still feel like it was like yesterday. So we celebrate Michael Jackson here on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we're going to bring you one of his classic songs from the all-time greatest album of all time, Thriller. Talking about You Better Beat It, Jack. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Yeah.
beat it. Oh boy, man, that thing still is hot to me. I love that song, boy. Beat It was my joint. Let me tell you, this song was written and performed by Michael Jackson from Thriller, which was his sixth studio album in 1982. It was produced by Michael Jackson and Quincy Jones. And this single was the record of the year at the 1984 Grammy Awards. And it was also not nominated, he won for Record of the Year and Best Male Rock Vocal Performance, as well as two American Music Awards. And the single was certified platinum in the United States in 1989. Rolling Stone placed Beat It on the 344th spot of its list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Let me tell you something, Michael Jackson, when he did Beat It, he put a video with it, and that's what sold it, because the video was awesome. It was choreographed by the late, great Michael Peters, who was the choreographer for Dreamgirls. And also in the video was Wesley Snipes. He was also in that video, as well as one of the gentlemen who was the actor in New York Undercover, who was Malik Yoba's sidekick. That video broke records. Let me tell you, MTV was on fire when Beat It came out, you know. And the guitar solo done on Beat It was done by Eddie Van Halen of Van Halen. Let me tell you, this is one of the greatest songs of all time, Beat It. We celebrate the birth of Michael Joseph Jackson, born out of Gary, Indiana, who would have celebrated his 61st birthday. And I'm going to leave you with a song that he did with his brothers when they were discovered. Now, they say they were discovered by Diana Ross, but the truth be told, the Jackson 5 were discovered by Bobby and the Vancouvers. And they saw them perform at, I believe, the Regal Theater in Chicago, Illinois, and then they took the Jackson 5 on tour with them, and the Jackson 5 opened for Bobby and the Vancouvers from Motown. And then the rest is history, because then the Jackson 5 got introduced to the world through Bobby and the Vancouvers. So we celebrate the Jackson 5. We're also celebrating 60 years of Motown. And as you know, Motown has their documentary on Showtime, and I hope that you get a chance to watch the documentary of how Motown was developed in Detroit, Michigan. We're going to leave you with Who's Loving You, which was a song that was written by Smokey Robinson, and it was a song that was recorded in 1960, but the Jackson 5 gave it new life when they did the song over in 1967, and then it became a hit in 1968. Celebrating 60 years of Motown and celebrating Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5, here is Who's Loving You.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Yeah.
giving you some classic soul from the Jackson 5. Talking about Who's Loving You, just want to make a correction that this song was recorded on August 7th, 1969 by the Jackson 5, and it was produced by Bobby Taylor of Bobby Taylor of the Vancouvers. He was the producer on the Jackson 5. This was off of their first album. Talk about Dinah Ross presents the Jackson 5. And we just wanted to celebrate in this segment Michael Jackson and all that he has accomplished and what he has given to the world. And we celebrate and say happy birthday in heaven to Michael Jackson. And as we continue here on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to bring you some music for the 21st century, the millennium. Talking about Blank Marquee from Una that came out this year, 2019. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette Cooper from the group Climax. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of music. And slap me, because I know I'm looking good.
Like it's all my fault, but that's what you won't do. Now don't try to start me. Think I'm your John T and Paul McCartney. Call me a wall, nothing on the marquee, but we both co-headline the party. Yeah, you were right beside me. Next day try to criticize me. You used to love me, now you despise me. But at this point, nothing could surprise me. I know.
Fresh R&B from Miss Una, who's a Malaysian singer featuring American rapper G-Eazy. This was released as a second single for her first fourth international studio album called Rouge, and it was co-written by Yuna, Chloe Angelides, Robin Hannibal, and G-Eazy. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
So me sounds to me frowns will be grounds to leave hounds will be looking for you before you drop a tear. I pray them stop pretending that I ain't him. I ain't them. Them some dumpling. I remember when you start dying them silver hairs and start hiding from your age. I ask why I come. Amazing how time can run away from us. I'm no nun. You're no priest, but I promise, hun, you gon' see a phenomenon. Come with me like it's Ramadan. I don't eat like it's Comic-Con. I'm a freak for you. Yeah. Begging now, pretty please, with cherries on top. Harry, which white Harriet Tubman, don't give up. And if your gut tells you to strut, then I'll hail you a car. But what man won't beg? You know I'm nutmeg. I will show up on a little moped with a little puppet. It'll be fluffy. You will untough and we can discuss it. You know I'm suffering. I don't miss my friend. I don't like my fan. Bent up telecom. Well, that's illiform. Sweet stuff. Willowong. We stuck. Billabong. Leaks that minimum. We gon' get along. Peace and intercom. Jesus been along. T-I-M-E. I'm please. I'm feeling dumb. Please. I'm feeling dumb. Please. I'm feeling dumb. Thank you.
That's hot. This kid is hot. Anderson .Paak. This is off of his album called Ventura, okay, which was released on April 12, 2019, and it was released on Aftermath 12 Tone Music. And I don't know, this kid is on fire. He did a single with Smokey Robinson. Of course, I'm sure you've heard it, called Make It Better. He's on fire. He also did a duet with Layla Hathaway. And on this single, Come Home, featuring Andre 3000 from Outkast. You definitely gotta hit up this album, Ventura, from Anderson .Paak. And we celebrate Anderson .Paak here on A Bowl of Soul. And I just want to let you know, make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul by going to live365.com, where you can get 365 days of soul, 7 days a week, 24 hours of the day. It is A Bowl of Soul on Live365. You can also catch A Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. You can also catch A Bowl of Soul definitely on iHeartRadio. Just look for A Bowl of Soul. I want to thank all the listeners that have been listening on iHeartRadio, catching up with A Bowl of Soul, playing classic soul and new independent R&B music. I want to give a shout out to SoulTracks.com, which is a site that you definitely need to check out. Which is definitely something that, you know, when you want to find new R&B music, as well as look at classic soul and classic soul compilations, and also you can test out new music that's coming from independent R&B artists from all over the world, you need to check out www.soultracks.com. You can also catch up with A Bowl of Soul on www.abowlofsoul.com. And if you need to hit me up, follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. You can email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com, as well as like my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music on Facebook. Coming up next, we got a new generation taking a new turn on a classic song from Miss Evelyn Champagne King called Shame. Now, Shame, done by Evelyn, is more upbeat, but check out how Miss Tiffany Bino puts her twist on Shame. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jive York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
Wrapped in your heart.
Now she done put her treatment on that single that was done by Evelyn Champagne King. Make sure you support Miss Tiffany Bino. You can definitely check out this single on SoundCloud. Make sure you can purchase it on Amazon.com or Apple Music. Definitely support Miss Tiffany Bino. I think she did a wonderful, wonderful treatment on Shame. You know, that's a classic single. And we celebrate Tiffany Bino on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating independent, new independent R&B music. And coming up next, we got some new music from Ronnie Song featuring Chantel Hampton, talking about Should I Let Go? And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi there, this is Kathy Cousins. If you want to listen to classic soul and independent R&B music, you've reached the right place. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Let Go. It's from Ronnie Song featuring Chantel Hampton. Definitely, this single was sent to me from Don E. from Daytime Entertainment. Definitely go to their website, Daytime, DEHTYME. I think that song is beautiful, it's lovely. And we support and we celebrate Ronnie Song featuring Chantel Hampton talking about Should I Let Go. Coming up next, we got a new single from Miss Kanya Doss. Woo, that's a hot singer. She has a song, a new song called Don't Rain. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
I can hear you moaning. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I know you hear me on and on and on and on and on. You go, you know I care about you, everything you're going through. When you sing the blues, it's like you're trying to bring me down with you. If you can't say something nice, don't ring my phone, no, not tonight. I just had a real good day, don't rain on my parade. If you can't say something nice, don't ring my phone, no, not tonight. I just had a real good day, don't rain on my parade. Your mistakes, maybe then they'll go away. You should listen for a change and stop this self-inflicted pain. I feel sorry for you, bad things happen to you, but that's the way life goes. So tell me what you're gonna do. What you're gonna do. You can't say something nice, don't ring my phone, no, not tonight. I just had a real good day, don't rain on my parade. You can't say something nice, don't ring my phone, no, not tonight. I just had a real good day, don't rain on my parade. Don't you have something better to do but call me with all this negativity? If you don't like them, then don't talk to them. Man, I just want to have a peaceful day and then here you come call. Saying what he said and she said and what his sister said and mama said, it's just too much.
If you can't say something nice, don't ring my phone, no, not tonight. I just had a real good day, don't rain on my parade.
Don't rain.
If you can't say something nice, don't something ring my phone, no, not tonight.
Something nice.
I just had a real good day, don't rain on my parade.
Don't call me.
Something nice,
don't call me.
Phone, no, not tonight.
Unless
I
you
just had a real good day,
got something good to say.
Giving it up for Miss Kanya Doss, new music, Don't Rain, and that's off of her album called Claire, which is a great song, great album. Song is lovely. Make sure you support Kanya Doss and you purchase her album called Claire. And I'm going to leave you with Miss Whitney Houston. And as you know, Whitney Houston had a birthday on August 9th. And Whitney Houston, August 9th, she was born August 9th, 1963. Another person born in August, just like Michael Jackson. And we celebrate Whitney Houston, who I miss very dearly. And I definitely got to do a show dedicated to Whitney Houston. We celebrate Whitney Houston and, you know, want to say happy birthday to Whitney in heaven. And I'm going to leave you with one of the songs that she remixed, which is a classic song, which was a classic disco track that was done by Lolita, the legendary Lolita Holloway. Whitney Houston put her touch on this, called Million Dollar Bill. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Yeah.
celebrate Miss Whitney Houston with Million Dollar Bill. Happy birthday in heaven, Whitney. We love you. We miss you. Happy birthday in heaven, Michael Jackson. We love you. We miss you. And I just want to say thank you for tuning into A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul in the archives on www.prn.fm. You will hear a rebroadcast of this broadcast on Live 365 as well. And you will definitely hear, you can download the podcast from my website, www.abowlofsoul.com. Make sure you have a fabulous weekend. This is Labor Day weekend coming up. And as you know, summer is slowly going away. And kids are back in school here in New York City. Teachers are getting revved up to teach yet another year of school to our children. We just want to say congratulations to those who made it to the next grade and going on to fabulous accomplishments in their lives, and make sure we celebrate the young kids. You know, now we can enroll kids in pre-K and kindergarten. They can start as early as 3 and 4 years old here in New York City. So we definitely want to celebrate them and make sure that they have a great first day of school, first month of school. But most definitely, as we enter the fall season, I just want to let everybody know, I hope you had great vacations out there and that you're continuing to enjoy life. Make sure you treat others as you wish to be treated, and love from your heart genuinely. And as you know, just love, love with all your heart, and treat people as the way you wish to be treated. This is A Bowl of Soul, and we'll be back next week giving you some more R&B and independent soul music. You hear a dog in the background right now, and that is Hershey, you know, barking his little head off. But anyway, life is good. I love you. Thank you for supporting A Bowl of Soul for as long as you have. Thank you to all my listeners all over the world that love classic soul and R&B, and also like the connection of historical dots in R&B music. This is Professor T. Love, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.